work on many things. Among those is a smart contract-based model called Know the Same. If you haven't tried it out, I encourage you to try it out. Go to Go to safe.gnosis.io, and it's available for Android and iOS. And we're using regular seed phrases to allow recovery of those accounts, but we want to go beyond that because, well, we all know the flaws of seed phrases. I guess all of us have created many of those. Usually, there's like, we're using BIP39, and you usually get a random list of 24 words, sometimes 12 words, depending on how much entropy the wallet provider wants to generate. And from this, you generate a private key based together with an HD path, and from this, with public key and the address. And people have been quite creative about how they can make this simpler. So, simple pros and cons about seed phrases. They are supposed to be secure, like we know they are secure, and they also allow us, based on this HD tree, to generate an arbitrary amount of private keys from it, so we just have to theoretically only store one of those. However, we still have to do this one backup, and we ever lose it, then we lose all access to all of those private keys. So this here is a nice tweet by Argent. Ideally, we can really get rid of it. Many have been trying to do so. There have been really creative ways. And one of those teams actually tried to create a game. You're in a game, you select some rooms, and you walk through those rooms. And based on your action in those games, entropy is generated, and you just have to remember what kind of actions you did in this game, and then you can restore access to your account. Great idea. It's actually, you should try it out, it's quite fun. Another idea actually created with the Gnosis was map covering. So you would just select points of interest on the map, and if you select a certain amount, like five of those, then you're able to generate a private key based on those. And then one interesting idea was also just use emojis. So in Unicode, there are over 2,000 emojis, and you could just use this instead of the word list. And it might be easier to remember emojis instead of just a list of words. So, sounds all great, but there are, of course, big issues with it. So first of all, if the user is doing this, if the user is playing the game, or selecting emojis, or selecting points of interest, and it's quite likely that users will select similar points of interest, so you kind of reduce the randomness by just allowing the user to pick this. That's one big issue, so you will never know exactly like if this is actually a secure setup or not. And secondly, of course, you still have to remember this, and if you don't remember those 24 emojis, or if you don't remember the points of interest, or like which room you picked in this game, then, well, access lost. So we have to go beyond this, and fortunately, that's probably one of the biggest advantages of using smart contract-based accounts, like Gnosis Safe, is that we can now have this smart contract as a proxy between you and your interactions on Ethereum. And in the smart contract, we can define alternative rules, like access rights. And we use it for Gnosis Safe, for multisig, but you can also use it to replace ownership of this multisig under certain conditions. And there are a couple of ideas. So one is you prove the loss of the private key by asking anyone to submit a deposit if they believe access was lost. And only the owner of the multisig is able to claim this deposit. And if in a certain period of time no one's able to claim it, then this is seen as a proof that access has been lost, because otherwise the owner would have taken this money. And then the one who submitted the deposit is able to replace his key. Sounds like a great idea. However, there, of course, it's very critical in like how much time do you actually allow to pass until someone's able to replace this. If you know someone goes on holidays and he doesn't have internet, then you can just make this deposit and claim access to this account if you know the other person is not able to react in time. Also, a problem of front-running. If you do such a transaction on Ethereum, anyone can see it and eventually front-run it and try to claim your account. The other quite popular idea is using social recovery is basically creating another multisig, a threshold multisig, where a number of your friends can confirm that you lost access, and then they allow you to replace and gain access to your account again. Then the question is, how reliable are your friends? Do you really trust them? Eventually, they can be attacked, right? So if you actually just use another multisig for this, then you would see, like an on-chain multisig, then you would see who are the guardians, like who are the ones protecting your account. And eventually, they can be mapped to real persons, then if someone sees, oh, there's a lot of money in this account, they might be able to attack those to try to make them collude and gain access to your account. One solution to this is eventually threshold signatures. There's been a lot of work being done also by Chainlink, and there are actually working proof of concept for this. The idea is that instead of having different Ethereum accounts being an on-chain multisig, you just split the generation of an Ethereum signature, like the American Ethereum, among different parties. They can generate this valid Ethereum transaction, and then they don't have to store the Ethereum addresses on the blockchain. So there are also cons to it. For any change in the setup, you would have to do the ceremony again. And of course, if the members are losing access to this private key share, and the threshold of people is losing this, then it's also access lost. So summary is, there is not yet a perfect solution, but at least there are some options to pick from, and ideally you can combine some of them. Thank you very much.